Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 33 tonight, just a few minutes. Ezekiel 33. The Bible says, "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not seek to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou shalt deliver thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" The Lord is speaking to us here, and he's speaking through Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel is a prophet, and God is speaking to him speaking through him as a prophet. And then we see, when we come to Ezekiel 33, we see a transition in the prophet's life. And the prophet quits being pretty much a prophet and starts being that watchman. He starts being that minister to minister to his people. He begins to take a position he's going to affirm to them the things of God that he had prophesied to them in the past, so that God could help them and bring them to a place that God would have them to be. The prophesying that he gives, he's talking about basically ethical instructions in the Word of God. And this whole section, a lot of Ezekiel is exactly that. But God's speaking to their heart, and he's speaking to them here in verse number 11 especially. He speaks to them, and he speaks after this watchman is watching. He told them to watch and to tell and to cry out and to sound a trumpet and to let people know what's taking place, so that they can be informed and make the decisions that they have to make. And we have to be the same way. We have to cry loud and spare not. The Bible tells us to lift up and proclaim the Word of God. We're living in a day of error, just like Ezekiel's time. See, the devil doesn't change his tactics. He's still the same all the time. Praise God. He's trying to destroy and tear down and trying to sway the people of God and trying to get us to lighten up. Amen. Just a little bit. That's what they want to tell you. Just lighten up a little bit. You know, just kind of go with the flow. But God said that that when it comes to the iniquity of the people, praise God, we need to tell them, we need to let them know the sinfulness of this world is all about us, and we need to cry out. He cries out for a watchman so a watchman that'll be vigilant, that'll be paying attention. In verse number 7, he says, "So thou, O son of man, I set thee a watchman in the house of Israel." So he said, I put you out there to be a watchman. He said, "Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. He said, hey, listen, what I want you to do is just tell them what I've got to tell them. Amen. Praise God. What we need to do today is just tell folks what God's got to sell them. Tell them about how good God is and how God loves us and how God wants to help us and the promises that He's got for us. If we'll just listen to Him, if we'll follow Him tonight and we'll walk with Him, praise God, and we'll just trust Him, praise God. That's what believing is tonight, is just trusting God, praying, believing, so that we can receive those things that God has for you and for me, for our families, for our loved ones, for our homes, for our relationships, everything that we need, praise God, we get through God Almighty. And the watchman say, he's telling, he sets a watchman up to tell us what we need, praise God, so we won't be called offhand, praise the Lord. But he said we would be warned. Verse number 8 said, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked of his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. He said, we're supposed to be telling people the truth. Amen. See, Ezekiel's went from a prophesying to preaching. He's preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He's preaching the gospel of God. He's telling them, listen, we've got to tell people the truth so they can make an informed decision. We can't go along with everything that people say today. Amen? We've got to take a stand on the truth. We've got to tell people, say, you know what? That's messed up. Amen? We do it like Charlie Kirk did, with a loving spirit. Amen? We don't do it because we hate them. We do it because we love them. We just want them to know the truth so that they can know the Lord that we know, so they can get help from the same Lord, so they can be encouraged, praise God, from His presence. Amen. He said, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou dost not speak to warn them from his ways, that wicked man shall die, and his iniquity, but his blood be on thine hand, require thine hand. He said, nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. You know, one of these days we're going to stand and give an account for what we tell people, how we live our lives and what we do. Amen? We're going to have to give an account. We need to be honest with people. We need to tell them the truth from the Word of God. Minister to their spirit, praise God, so they can know who God is and what God expects of them. So he calls to be a watchman. He calls him to warn the people. Amen. And he calls it on how we should live. Listen to what he says, verse number 10. He's therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions, our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? So how are you going to live? He said, there's not going to be no joy. There's not going to be no hope. There's not going to be no peace. There's not going to be no happiness, praise God, if we continue in sinfulness. He said, that's a lie of the devil. But so, praise God, when we come out of that and we trust the Lord, praise God, we can have the pleasure of God. We can have the joy of God, praise Lord, in the day that we live. No matter what's happening around us, no matter how bad it gets, praise God, we can still lift up our hand and lift up our heads and praise God. Amen. And give Him the glory and honor that He deserves. Praise God, because He's God. So we see that laying out, we see the instructions from the Lord. We see a prophet that's turned to a pastor to minister to his people in a loving spirit. The Bible tells us here that God has a displeasure. He said, why will they die? That's a question we want to ask tonight. Why will ye die? That's what God asked them. Amen. Why will you die? Hey, praise God. Hey, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live forever. Amen. This old body may pass out of this world, but praise God, I'm going to live on forever in the presence of my Lord. But the Lord asked, why will you die? Amen. Even his displeasure at death. He said, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Amen. Verse number 11, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He don't want to see the wicked die. He don't want to see the demise of those that's committed iniquity, have sin in their lives. God said, I don't desire that. I have no pleasure in it. He said, it doesn't make me happy to see people dying in their sins. Amen. God, he said, that's totally contradictory to who God is. God wants to see them saved for His good pleasure. Amen. His pleasure in it. Amen. Why will you die? He said, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. The pleasure is that that one that's living in sin would turn from that sin and live. Amen. God wants all of our people to live, wants us to live a victorious life. He wants us to live in joy, and the joy is a joy of the Lord. He wants every one of us to live in that joy, that peace, that happiness, praise God, that joy that Jesus gives to us, that peace He gives to us, He left with us when He went out of here. Amen. You say, where do you find that peace at today? You find it in the Lord. He's the only place you can find that peace. So the old prophet, he's a warning them. He prophesied to them. He preached to them. Praise God. Now he's trying to minister to heart as a pastor. Amen. He's trying to encourage them. See, this ain't the first time we hear these words. If you go back to Ezekiel chapter number 18, Ezekiel chapter number 18, let's just go back to verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 19, he says this. He said, you say, yet say ye, why doth not the son bear the iniquity of the father, when the son hath done that which is lawful and right, and hath kept all my statutes, and hath done them, he shall surely live. Amen. God says, I'm not going to hold the son accountable for the father if the son is doing those things that's right in the eyes of God. He said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Amen? We need to make an informed decision. We need to start living right now. Amen. He said, but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live and shall not die. Amen? He said, if you'll just listen to me, do what I tell you, praise God. He said, and keep my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, praise God. It's never wrong to do right. Amen. I say it all the time, praise God. Brother Bill, you say it all the time. It's never wrong to do right. He said, it's time to do right now. Amen. It's time to do right. Praise God. He shall surely live and shall not die. Verse number 22, he said, all his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure? Now watch this. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? God says, does that make me happy? No, saith the Lord. And not that he should return from his ways and live. God said we should find a place of repentance. Amen. He said, but when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. He said, listen, can a few good deeds save you? Can a few good deeds keep you out of hell? No. He said, all those things that you do in this flesh, praise God, they're of no avail. Because there's no righteousness in you. All the right things he's done within himself cannot save you. He said, yet I say the way of the Lord is not equal. Or ye say that the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in him, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Again, when a wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed. He shall surely live and shall not die. Yes, saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of them, in him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. So the old prophet was prophesying to them. See, they hadn't gone into exile yet. They hadn't gone into captivity yet. But he said, we need to evaluate ourselves. We need to evaluate where we are and figure out where we need to go. He said, why will you die in your sins? Praise God. But the old prophet turns into the pastor, and he begins to minister to them, and he begins to look for those signs from God, and he begins to show it to the people, and the people begin to repent, and they begin to get help from God. Amen. Praise God. He begins to affirm. He says, as I live, saith the Lord. He affirms, praise God, his proclamation to the people back in verse 11 of chapter 33. He begins to affirm that proclamation he's made, praise God, that if people will turn from their ways and they turn from their transgression and turn from their sin, if they'll begin to believe the truth as the truth is being laid out. People don't want the truth. That's why half of the world has lost its mind today. Amen? They don't want God or godliness. They don't want anybody telling them what to do. It's kind of like the little old boy, little old farm boy got tired of mom and daddy telling him what to do down on the farm. But Bobby said, I've just had enough of that. I'm fed up with it. I'm not going to take it no more. So he snuck off down to the recruiter and signed up for the Marines. Amen. That's about the way our mindset is today. We don't want to hear what God's got to say, but we'll go out into the world and we'll listen to all they have to say. Amen. And the old man of God is telling them, say, this is a, listen, he said, I'm just a watchman on the wall. So I'm just proclaiming to you that we need to get right with God and stay right with God. Let God begin to help us. He affirms to it, praise God. He said, as I live, saith the Lord. He said, this is from the voice of the Lord that we established. Amen, praise God. And his exhortation is to turn. He says, turn ye from your evil ways. God gives an exhortation, praise God. He said, why will you die in your sin? He said, if you just turn ye. He said, don't just say turn. He said, turn ye. Amen. Emphatically, he said, you need to turn around. You need to turn back. Praise God. He gives us opportunities. Amen. Praise God. He said, turn ye from your evil ways. Turn to the ways of God. Amen. We need that. Praise God. But he says, listen, he asked this question. God asked it. He's a question he asked regarding, he said, in regarding, he said, why will ye die? Why will you die? He said, why will you die in your sin? Why will you die in your transgression? Why won't you listen to me? He said, turn to you. Amen. Turn to me. Praise God, the past is not irrevocable for men. It can be changed. He said, if we'll freely repent of our sins, not continue in our sins, praise God. We can be helped by the Lord. That's why he told him in Ezekiel 18, he said, hey, listen, he said, this is the direction going, but he said, you don't have to be that way. He prophesied to him and said, hey, listen, there's a better way. There's a better day. But you know, God still doesn't give up on them here. God's still preaching to his people. God's still saying, hey, listen, said, if we turn from our wicked ways, if we'll turn to God, if we'll trust in him, and we'll ask him to help us, he will. Because that's just who he is. He's there to help us today if we'll trust him. Amen? See, what life is today? Life is enjoyment in the favor of God. Amen? It's enjoyed in the favor of God. When we get on his side, God begins to minister to us. We begin to see him in the volume of the book. It's written of him. And he begins to show us the magnificence of his purpose. Amen. That purpose, praise God. That external prosperity that he's offering to us. Amen. As his people. It's a reflection, praise God, and a seal of what God has for you and me. Something we don't have to take for granted, take lightly, praise God. We can believe it, that we might receive it. The prosperity from the Lord, praise God. The joy that we behold in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And the world's missing that today. Amen. I'm afraid we're missing that today. Because we don't listen, we don't heed the call of the trumpet and the watchman. Amen. We don't trust in what he said. He said Israel was just pining away. Amen. In their iniquity, in our transgressions, and our sins, they're upon us. He said we pine away in them. How should we then live? He said they're just pining away in our sins. He said we can't live in that. But he said what we do. He said we pull out of that sinfulness. Amen. Because he asked the question, he said, why will you die? Why will you die in your sin and trespass when you can live in the love of Christ the way God did, the way God designed it? That you and I would find favor in the Lord. Amen. There's no better place to be than be in the favor of the Lord. You say, preacher, will that make everything hunky-dory? We'll never have no more problems again? No. But praise God, it'll put us in a position where we can talk to Him and we can trust in Him and we can rely on Him. We can adhere to Him and we'll know that He's there with us because He's promised that He ever would be. Amen. The old prophet turned preacher. Oh, Ezekiel begins to preach to his people, praise God, the blessed hope that they have in Christ Jesus the Lord. He begins to lay out for them, praise God, in an affirmative. Praise God. If they'll turn from their transgression, he said, as I live, saith the Lord. Amen. As I live, he said, this is what I have in store for you. This is the promise that I give you. He had told them before, and he tells them again, and he's still telling it today. The same word, the same God is still making himself manifest to a lost and dying world. Nobody's listening. Nobody wants to hear. But great, praise God, I'm glad we do. I'm glad we want to hear from God. I'm glad we want the things of God. I'm glad we want to see the power of God. And we want to feel the love of God. Amen. I'm glad He loves me. Glad He cares for me. I'm glad He's always there speaking to my heart. Amen. No matter how rough the road gets, I'm glad we've got a God that's there to help us along the way. Smoothing out those potholes and clearing up the way. Making that, like old John the Baptist, making a path straight. Amen. Going before us. Just like we were some kind of kings or something. Some kind of priest with Him. Amen. God getting the glory. But God says, listen, just as sure as I live, He said, I want to help you if you'll let me. Amen. He said, if you'll turn. He said, turn ye. Amen. It's personal. He said, turn ye, turn you. Turn ye. Amen. He said, you go and repent. You ask God to forgive you and you turn from your sinfulness and turn to God. It's a free choice that we have to make. Amen. Praise God. We're free to repent. Amen. We're free to repent. Or we're free to continue in sin, whichever one we want to do. God made us free moral agents. But He said if we'll love Him and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways. Amen. Praise God. He said He'd hear from heaven and heal our land. Amen. That's what we need today. Praise God. But he asked the question. He said, why will you die? He said, why will you die in your sins, praise God, when there's something so much better? Man, we need to take encouragement from the Lord and just look for that better part. Because there's adversity all around us. There's hardships. There's struggles that we face. Amen. Everywhere that you look, there's struggles. There's hard things to deal with. But there's a good God of heaven tonight. Amen. And He's there with us. The same one that was speaking through Ezekiel is the same one that'll speak to our hearts tonight. And He said, there is a better way. There's a better day. And there's a better place prepared for those prepared for that place. And one day we're going to pull up on yonder shore and we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So shall we ever be with Him. Amen. But He said, why will you die? Why will you die in your sins and transgressions? Praise God. He said, when I make a way of repentance. I mean, that's what God said. That's what John Baptist come to do, was make a way for the Lord. Amen. Make a way in our hearts. Amen. Just to cry out to God. Ask God to forgive us, to help us, to manifest Himself into us so that God Almighty can be seen by everybody that sees us. They could see Christ. Amen. I was thinking of Charlie today, and he said that's what he wanted people to see. He said he wanted them to see Christ in him. Amen. Want to see Christ in him. Like that from Colossians. Christ in the hope of glory. Didn't want me to see him, but wanted to see Christ in him. That ought to be our heart's goal today. That ought to be our dying request from God, that the folks will see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. That's all the old man of God wants, that old prophet Ezekiel, the old preacher Ezekiel. All the men of God, all Paul, all the rest of them, Peter, John, all they wanted to see is Christ in us. That blessed hope of God, hope of glory, hope of heaven. Amen. That God's got to bestow upon us tonight. We need to be vigilant. We need to be watchmen. We need to cry aloud and spare not. Amen. We need to pick up that old mantle, that old blood-stained mantle, praise God, and we need to proclaim the truth. Amen. Sometimes, hey, listen, folks ain't going to want to hear it always. They're not going to want to hear the truth that we've got to tell them from the Word of God, but we got to tell them anyway. Amen. Because truth will set them free. Amen. There's a lot of sinfulness in the world today. A lot of things that, just like it was in Ezekiel. It's not much different. Just different people. But God says, I want to save you. He said, I don't want to see anybody die. He said, why will you die when you don't have to? When you can live forever in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We ought to be telling people, praise God, let me tell you how you can live forever. Amen. With the Lord. Just give them Jesus. Amen. You can say that to people. You say, can I tell you how you can live forever? And they just, yeah. Amen. Some secret cure. Yeah, Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the way. You can live forever with Him. Amen. Praise God. He's the answer to all of our problems, all of our questions. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. What do you say? And I say, just give them Jesus. Amen. When we're brokenhearted, when we're sad, when we're confused, when we're worried, amen, just give them Jesus. Just give them Jesus. You can ask my wife. I'm not much of a caregiver. Amen. When her and the children got sick, they get sick. She gets sick now. I'm tore up till she gets better. I mean, I'm beside myself because I am no caregiver. Now I get down with you. I pray with you. Pray God, Lord, heal her quick. But I am no. I don't do sick people good. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you've been all the hospitals and nurse home. I know I do that. I don't have a problem with that. But when it comes to actually laying hands on them and helping them get better, I don't do good at that. Amen. I'm a compassionate person. It rips my heart out when somebody's sick. And I want them to see them get better. Amen. That's my heart's desire. I don't do sick well. But I know a man that can. Amen.